It's a pleasure to having you again here in Geneva. And first of all, I would like to thank you for you and your whole team for as well as the ISU for all the efforts you have put into the preparation of the review conference and also the documents you've put before us. We welcome the draft political declaration and the draft action plan, which I think are an excellent basis for our work and for the success of the review conference to come. Germany fully aligns itself with the statement by the European Union, and I would like to just add some remarks in a general nature in my national capacity. As other delegations have already underlined, also Germany commends the efforts to streamline the action plan. In our view, streamlining is a significant step towards effective implementation and prioritization of our objectives. We are certainly open to further suggestions on enhancing this progress to ensure maximum efficiency and impact. However, I think we would be cautious also to overload the action plan. I think we have to concentrate our efforts, and we very much welcome that the draft you put before us is following this path in an excellent manner, also in taking the Oslo action plan as an example. Just two points from our side. First of all, it is well known, addressing the threat of IEDs remains a priority to my delegation. We therefore appreciate the inclusion of this topic, and we strongly believe that IEDs should be and can be further mainstreamed within the action plan, preferably in section 4, with this mine risk education and reduction. In our view, this will ensure a comprehensive approach to tackling all forms of explosive hazards, especially also in streamlining this also with the political declaration. Second point is with regard to advancing gender sensitive language and diversity considerations. In this regard, we fully support the advancement of inclusive and gender sensitive language in the action plan. As we have already also provided to you in writing, we would welcome further strengthening the language by referencing also the disability and other diversity aspects or considerations to acknowledge and address the varied dimensions of diversity that impact individuals and communities affected by landmines. I leave it with these two points. Please be assured that we stand ready to support you in your efforts, and you can count on our support in preparing a successful review conference in November in Siem Reap. Thank you very much.